Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, May 25th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. And together, we will do better. In April 2007, with AFA's advocacy, United implemented a reserve co-terminal preference option for flight attendants at locations with co-terminals. With the recent activation of the Newark co-terminal, and after discussion with representatives from AFA, it has been agreed that reserves based at JFK will have the ability to preference the Newark co-terminal for reserve assignments. This will be effective with the opening of that co-terminal on June 1st. Given the complexity of managing more than one co-terminal preference, and the current lack of automation to support reserve assignments at more than one co-terminal location, the ability to preference LaGuardia will be replaced by the Newark co-terminal option. Preferencing is a process that allows flight attendants based at a domicile with co-terminal operations to preference a co-terminal from which they prefer to fly. Co-terminal preferencing changes the reserve order of assignment to some degree. Flight attendants on call and reserve who have preferenced Newark will have their assignments made first using open IDs departing from Newark prior to the assignment of JFK and or LaGuardia departures. Once the reserve call-in assignment process has been completed, ready reserves having preferenced Newark may be assigned any open remaining Newark trips. Co-terminal preferencing will be honored, providing doing so does not adversely impact overall reserve coverage. Said another way, IDs will not be left uncovered in order to fulfill a co-terminal preference. There is no guarantee that those who preference Newark will only fly Newark departures, nor does it guarantee that Newark departures will only be flown by flight attendants who have preferenced Newark. Reserves can preference the Newark co-terminal through UniMatic, that's through REQCOT. UniMatic has been programmed to read and display the co-terminal preference during the reserve assignment process. More information on co-terminal preferencing is also available from your local council. In 2011, TSA launched the Known Crew Member Program sponsored by the Airline Pilots Association, ALPA, and Airlines for America, A4A. Although both groups have shown support for extending participation of the program to flight attendants, the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, the world's largest flight attendant union, continues to fight for inclusion into this program. Vita Shook, International President of AFA-CWA, issued a statement after the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Homeland Security responded to AFA advocacy and directed the Transportation Security Administration to include flight attendants in the successful alternate security screening program Known Crew Member. The fiscal year 2013 Homeland Security Appropriations Bill requires the TSA Administrator to establish procedures allowing members of cabin flight crew of air carriers to participate in the Known Crew Member program within 270 days. TSA continues to consider when or whether to extend participation to flight attendants. AFA-CWA is currently working with influential congressional leaders who also believe that flight attendants are first responders and, as an integral part of the flight crew, should be included in this program. The Early Out program is open for bidding. You have until Thursday, May 31st, 2012, at 0800 hours Central Daylight Time to bid for the Early Out program if you wish to participate. Flight attendants with 15 years of service are eligible to bid for the Early Out, including those on leaves of absence and voluntary furlough. The benefits and considerations of the program are detailed in the Early Out Letter of Agreement and on our website. We encourage you to review the details of the program carefully. Include your family, friends, and financial advisors in your discussion to ensure that you make the best decision for your future. AFA learned this week that the company had implemented new CERT codes for the DFAP for the Operational Reliability Incentive for domestic flights and the 2.5-hour drafting incentive payment. The last three digits of the CERT code for the Operational Reliability Incentive are 245, and the last three digits of the drafting incentive are 169. For those individuals working language or premium pay positions, the last three digits of the CERT code that will be used to pay the drafting incentive with the appropriate premiums are 269. These incentives were implemented at the beginning of May. Memorial Day weekend marks the beginning of summer and one of the busiest travel seasons of the year. As we celebrate Memorial Day on Monday the 28th, let us take a moment to honor and remember those who have lost their lives in our nation's service. Thanks to all of you who have served and those who continue to fight for our freedom. For those of you who will be working this Memorial Holiday weekend and will be away from your family and friends, your service is recognized and appreciated. We wish everyone a happy and safe weekend. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading single contract.